So if the first step is being bothered, the next step is to be proactive, as in get stuck in, make the first move. But often there are lots of barriers, aren't there, that discourage us and put us off from getting stuck in. In the reading we just heard, Jesus had loads of reasons why he wouldn't be proactive with this woman. And I wonder how many you noticed. So I'm going to suggest that you turn to those on your table, and I'll give you 2 or 3 minutes to think about as many different things as you can that might have got in the way of Jesus talking to this woman. As I said, there's a copy of the text on the table. It's actually the Message version. There are 1 or 2 spares, so if you haven't got enough and you'd like a few more, just wave your hands and I'll bring you over. But you've got 3 minutes to find how many different reasons you can find why Jesus wouldn't have to talk to this woman. Okay, let me grab you back together. Anybody want to shout out a reason, use a nice big voice, why Jesus might not have been bothered and made the first move? Excellent, she was a woman, first thing. Men and women didn't talk outside the home, especially not when you didn't even know them. You might have talked to your family, but not to other strange women. Definitely didn't happen. Anything else? A disgraced woman, did you say? Yeah, so this woman's collecting water at lunchtime. Something's weird. People didn't normally do that. Clearly, she was a dubious person. Anything else? She was a Samaritan, so there's a massive racial thing going on. In fact, there were just so many reasons why Jesus might not have wanted. Lots of barriers that would have stopped him from wanting to get stuck in and talking to this woman. And I can almost imagine him talking to his heavenly father, going, "Dad, I'm tired. Do you really want me to talk to this woman? She's a woman. She's a Samaritan. Look, she's coming at lunchtime to collect water. You know that means bad things have happened in her life. God, really? Oh, okay, whatever." He could have had someone, I don't know what was really going through Jesus' head, but that's the kind of thing that would probably have gone through our head. Probably wasn't going through Jesus' head. But Jesus didn't let any of those barriers get in his way. He got stuck in and took the initiative. So we're going to hear from the Archbishop of Canterbury now, his comments on this woman, and introduce to us then this first thing about being present.